Hello, my name is Ollie Newport, and you're currently listening to an audio boo. You know, a few questions that people have asked me, and I felt like giving a few in-depth replies and responses to them.
Roll up, it's the first question!
Hello there, Ollie. You seem like a jazzy person. Could you please recommend me some good jazz? Thank you.
Oh man, I sure can recommend you some scat singing, snaz-tastic jazz. Oh, man. Okay, let's get this started, man. Okay, I'm not going to do that voice anymore. I sure can recommend you some jazz, though. Although, some of it is fusion jazz. I don't know if you count that. I mean, depending on the type of jazz you want, there's so many different styles. But to be honest, the basic jazz that you need to have is, of course, Miles Davis. Lots of people go for that kind of blue, which is a definitive classic of the jazz world. However, you may want to try Dave Brubeck Quartet and maybe some of Miles Davis's earlier stuff when he was in the quintet, like Cookin' and stuff like that with Miles Davis. Maybe you want to try Santana or Fela Kuti, two different types. I'd say Santana, you should probably try the third album, which is one which has like crazy space crap all over the front of it. But yeah, I'd definitely try that. I mean, it's, you know, Miles Davis is playing in the background right now.
Why don't you just speak in an informal manner on Hormispring when answering questions instead of trying to be too hard and sound overly eloquent?
I say, what a spiffing question, old chap. I mean, really, it is fantastic that you've decided to, you know, inherit the internet. I mean, I say, I didn't know you type were allowed on there. Ha ha ha! Oh, Jeff, come over here.
What is it, Ollie? Oh, Jeff, look, literally, look. This dude, has, basically, totally, why have I become American? I don't know. You're totally going out of character. Oh, shit, so have I. I've gone American as well.
Oh, yeah, man. Oh, shit.
Oh, no, now we're down in the Bronx or something, dude.
Oh, my God, man, this is like totally, my God, my voice's gone all over the place now.
Basically, I just like typing correctly, you know. There's nothing wrong with some good grammar and some correct spelling.
No, there isn't. None. Nothing at all. None.
Now, how about you just stop being offended by pointless petty things, such as, you know, long words, hold on, was petty too long? Maybe petty was too long. Oh, shit. That was a good enough word, though. Shit's pretty short. That's only four characters.
Next question!
Hey, Ollie, why is it you sound like you're on a massive stage? Because, you know, there's loads of reverb and weird vocal transformations for no good reason. Explain!
Because my voice would sound quite boring, really, if it was like this. I mean, there's not much life to it. It's far better
when it sounds like I'm God raining down from the heavens.
Hi there, Ollie. I've got a food question for you. Basically, vanilla or vinegar? I know how you love adding both to everything. Okay, bye.
Had to cut that one short, I'm afraid, because, you know, there's only so long before you can hear someone eating a cookie. Anyway, vanilla or vinegar? I do love vinegar, and I do love vanilla, but which is better? Well, both, to be honest, but they both have their place, and I wouldn't say I'd add vanilla and vinegar into the same thing. It probably wouldn't taste very nice. Vinegar is balsamic, and vanilla is natural. However, I have actually been stopped for buying natural essence of vanilla before in Morrison's in Redhill, because it has alcohol in it. Apparently such a minuscule amount that it deserves stopping someone who incidentally also has a load of other cooking utensils.
Ollie, you have 5 seconds left.
Shit, okay, slash rant, goodbye!